Resurrection power. We're talking about the power of resurrection. And the best way to start that sermon today is, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah gives us the background for resurrection power. Now, the background of resurrection is the death. Amen? You know, the background of resurrection is death. If there's no death, there's no need for resurrection. So, there is death that necessitates resurrection. The reason why you need resurrection power in your life is because death has come into the world. Bible says, through one man. Yeah? Through one man, sin came to the world. That's Adam, your forefather. Your great, 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 great forefather is Adam. Amen? You know the name of Adam? Adam means mankind. Amen? So if you're a human being, you came from where? Adam. And because Adam sinned, yeah? Death came in to the world. Amen? Because Adam sinned. What is sin? Sin is to rebel against God. Sin is to say, you know what? I'm going my own way, and I'm going to do it my own way. The problem is that no one of us was created to do it our own way. Amen? It's like, you know, your manufacturer said, you know, your car uses what?
Fuel.
I know. Which type of fuel?
Either.
Which one does the red car use?
Petrol.
Petrol. That's what that car is created for. The red car. Not your red car. It's red car. It's created for what? Petrol. Amen. But the black car is what?
Diesel.
Amen. The black car cannot decide to start using petrol. It was not created for that. It cannot function well with petrol. It may function for a while. I don't know. But not for long. That is the cessation of life. Death does not mean something dies immediately, but it means it starts dying. Because it is disconnected from the source. So when mankind turned his back on God, he started dying. Because his life is to be sustained by connection to the source. On his own, when he's out of connection, something is missing. He may still be functioning, but death, that spiritual death, has set in. So through one man, sin came into the world. Sin is to turn your back on God. And someone say, well, I've not turned my back on God. But you're not engaging with him. He's not taking his place inside your innermost being. His rightful place. The real fuel for the vehicle called mankind is who? Is God himself sitting at the very center of your being. That's when you can function well. When God is not at the very center, you start to malfunction. Amen? So you see now, open your Bible to Romans chapter 6. I just want to explain that. Preach a simple message, but gives you, you know, real basics that will help you experience the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, 23. Yes? Any reader? I like people to read. Romans 6, 23. Tell us the version.
King James Version.
Go for it.
Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let's have another version. Romans 6, 23. Yes.
All right, this is from the New Living Translation. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Thank you. I like your engagement. Thank you. Yes, anybody has a version that does not use the word wages? For the benefit of the younger generation, they may not get that. Any version that does not use the word wages? Check your version. Romans 6:23. Anyone? Romans 6:23.
If you serve sin as your master, it will pay you with
death. It will pay you.
But if you belong to Allah.
Wait, you're getting too fast. If you have sin as your master, it will do what? It will pay you. Someone says sin does not pay. It pays. It just pays badly. Amen. It will pay you. What will it pay you? Keep going. Keep going.
Death.
With death. What type of death? It's not physical death. Physical death is not the worst kind of death. Physical death actually is just a symptom of another death. Amen? Actually, when God made Adam, mankind, God never created Adam to die. That's why he said, the day you eat of it, you will what? Die. That always tells that that was not the plan. Amen? If death was the plan, then it's no information telling you that if you eat, you will die. Yeah? It was not in the plan that it would die. And we know that when Adam ate that fruit, he didn't die physically the same day. Did he? No, actually he lived for 930 years. 930. Amen. And he had many sons and daughters. Imagine if he lived for 930 years. How many sons and daughters can you have? Amen. Someone said maybe the Bible does not know how to count years. A year is the time it takes for the earth to go around the sun. You don't need advanced technology. Just watch the sun. Sun angle, sun rays. You will know what a year is. And Adam saw many of his grandsons or great grandsons. Yeah? So how many generations can you see in your lifetime if you live only for maybe 100 years? So you see, it's all, the logic is complete. There's no mistake. He lived 930 years. But he died the same day. That death is not just physical. It's first and foremost spiritual. Amen? So when we look at that story, you go back to Genesis 3. I'm not going there for today, but I will summarize it. How do you know Adam died that same day? After he ate. How do you know he died? I'll show you he died. He's there in Genesis 3. Number one, he went to hide. Before, when God came into the garden, there was no sense of fear or shame. Amen? He would say, God, you're welcome. Let's have a long chat. Amen? There was fellowship. Before death came in, there was what? Mankind could have fellowship with God without fear or shame. But when he sinned, yeah, he went to hide. Then God said, Adam, where are you? And someone told me that God has a sense of drama. I mean, did God not know where Adam was? So God is not saying it for his own sake, he's saying it for Adam's sake. Where are you? Adam said, I heard your voice. And what did he do after hearing his voice? He went to hide. God did not stop there. He said, what happened? He said, I was ashamed because I was naked. God said, who told you that you are what? Naked. Now, if you are reading that simply, you're just thinking, oh, you're just physically naked. No. To be naked is to be vulnerable. Or to be exposed. Yeah? You see, before mankind sinned, he could be naked before God and not feel exposed. Hallelujah. Because really, intimacy is nakedness. I'm not just talking physical. In all aspects. Yeah? Emotional intimacy, for example, if you have a friend and you have a good level of good friendship with intimacy, that you can tell each other things. Yeah? Things that you not tell just anybody. It's nakedness. Emotionally. But you can do that in an atmosphere of trust. Yeah? You are not feeling exposed. Are you with me? But when sin comes in, sin breaks trust. It breaks fellowship. Now it's being exposed and it goes to hide. Amen. That's death. That's spiritual death. That's the work of spiritual death. Spiritual death is a source of fear. Spiritual death is a source of shame. Spiritual death is a source of what? Hiding because you feel exposed. Amen. That is why God had to come down into human flesh. He said, God doesn't understand. I'm not telling you to say it, but someone said it. God doesn't understand. Yeah? But he came into your own body. So the body of Jesus, he didn't bring it from heaven. Amen? He got it from Mary. Amen? He got it from where? From Mary. The body, that flesh that Jesus lived in, is as good as your own flesh. If you pinch him, it will bite. I didn't pinch you, did I? Just in case I made a mistake, let me start apologizing so that I won't face Alan. Amen. It came into the flesh, into your brokenness. Amen. It came into your weakness. The flesh is a symbol of brokenness, it's a symbol of weakness, it's a symbol of limitation, it's a symbol of temptation. And God came inside it and lived inside it. Hallelujah. For 33 years. Say, how did Jesus do it? Well, firstly, Jesus is the Word of God. Amen? And then he was also filled with the Holy Spirit. So he gives us the key. That the key to overcoming the flesh is the Word of God and the Spirit of God living inside human flesh. Amen? If the Word of God and the Spirit of God lives inside you, you can have victory over the flesh. You are not condemned to a miserable life because you are in the flesh. There is weakness in the flesh. Yeah? There is weakness in the flesh. You may struggle. And you know, our struggles can be as different as our faces. Can we put up the mic? The second mic for now. We may struggle because of the weakness of our flesh. You may look at someone else's weakness and say, oh, what's there? Hey, why can't you wake up at 6 o'clock? I do that every day. Not me, Brother Greg. I don't wake at 6. Don't try to wake me at 6. And don't try to wake my son too. Because I sleep late. Amen. Your struggle, yeah, may look so cheap and easy to the other person. But all you need is to find them in the area of struggle. And you can have a smile. Hallelujah. But Jesus came into our weakness. Yeah? And he lived the perfect life. That's the first assignment. The first assignment is that he will enter your weakness. Yeah? So that he knows what you feel. Amen? And he subdued that flesh. Sometimes the trouble in the flesh for some person is sickness and disease. And it's as real as anything. Amen? But Jesus lived in that flesh. And he overcame sickness and disease. It did not dominate him. Amen? Jesus had many opportunities to be angry. But he did not let anger control him. Amen? Are you with me? Whatever you have faced, Bible says that Jesus was tempted in every way as we are. Yet, without sin. Amen? That's the perfect life. The perfect life is a sinless life. Anybody here ever lived the perfect life? Anybody living the perfect life? Amen? But he did. Amen? Without sin. Hallelujah. Phase two is that how will he now set? When he was on earth, he helped people. He drove demons out. He drove sickness. He healed sickness. He healed diseases. Yeah? He set people free. But how will he reproduce himself? Now, someone said to me yesterday, like, oh, Jesus did not have a wife. He did not have a child. Oh, pity him. Don't pity him. Pity yourself. Don't pity him. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is reproducing better than you ever did. Amen. Because he came to reproduce spiritually. Hallelujah. He came to reproduce spiritually. He came to make you and I a children of God. Bible says, as many that believed in him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. That now, the first birth you have in your life is the one from your mother. Anybody here not born of a woman? Anybody not born of a woman? So you need to respect women, yeah? Amen? Amen. The first birth, you were born of your mother. Hallelujah. But Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus was probably like, you know, 70. I don't know. I just say 60, 70. And he's telling him, you have to be born again. I'm not familiar with that phrase. But what he's really telling him is that, look, you were born before. But if you're going to see the kingdom of heaven, you have to be born in a different way. It's not physical birth that will take you to heaven. It's not trying to be the best you can be that will take you to heaven. Because even with the best you can be, you are still in the weakness of the flesh and you will sin. And because you will sin, your blood will never be perfect to redeem you. Because it's not sinless blood. You know, when time we talk about true innocent people dying. Anybody talk about innocent people dying? Who is innocent? The only person that is innocent is the baby. Particularly in the one in the womb. Amen. Otherwise, if someone has been born, even a four-year-old. Anybody ever had children? Four-year-old? Have you ever seen them do naughty things? Amen. So you can't redeem yourself. Even at that stage, you are losing innocence. The day you know the difference between right and wrong, and you choose to do wrong, you've lost innocence. Amen. So you can't save yourself. So Jesus has to find a way to bring you back. Hallelujah. Both from sin and from the consequence. I want you to understand that every other thing that went wrong in life is traceable to sin. Not necessarily your sin. It can be your sin, but it can also be the sins that have happened before you. Whether in your family or in your nation or in your community or in the world. So the sins that people commit has impact on other people. Sometimes you are suffering not for your own sin but for the sin of somebody else. Somebody refused to fix the pothole. And you were driving at night and you landed. Boom. A tire gone. 60 pounds. Is it what? Was it your fault? No. Well, it could be your fault if you didn't pay your road tax. Are you with me? Yeah? So Jesus came into human flesh. So next thing he did is he lived a perfect life, which is the sinless life. Then he dies the perfect death. Let me explain the perfect death to you. The perfect death can only be the perfect sacrifice can only be paid by the person that lived the perfect life. Let me explain that again. If you take a person who has committed even one sin, they could never be the perfect sacrifice because now they are not stainless. Amen? The lamb whose blood can pay the price of sin has to be totally innocent. Who is that innocent man? Nobody, only God. God came down to be the sacrifice. First, he lived it. So you say, oh, we didn't go through. He went through life like you and I did. Do. And then, having overcome, then he dies the perfect death, which is a death of suffering and shame. Amen? He took your suffering to set you free from the suffering. He took your shame to set you free from what? The shame. Some say, oh, Adam said, I'm ashamed of hiding. Jesus stood on the cross naked. I mean, like, think about it. Bare naked. Let me show you that in the film. Because the cross was humiliation. It was humiliation. The Son of God was humiliated. Amen? He took your shame so that he can set you free from your shame. Amen? He took your pain so they can set you free from what? Your pain. Someone said, you know, but Jesus was never sick. He was on the cross. Hello? On the cross. He was sicker than any sick person. Because he has been whipped and scourged. Yeah? Blood flowing from the front, from the back. His flesh was torn apart. If that doesn't define sick, I don't know what sick is. Amen? Someone said, oh, Jesus never went through any feelings of depression. Yes, he didn't in his lifetime when he lived a perfect life. But on the cross, imagine all the people he did miracles for. Some of them were in the crowd saying, crucify him. Hello? Pilate was supposed to be the unbeliever. Pilate said, this man is, I don't find any fault in him. Yeah? Pilate wanted to release him. But his own people said what? Crucify him. Could it be that some people in that crowd were part of those on Palm Sunday saying, Hosanna to the Son of David? And just 5 days now, they're saying what? If that's not depressing, I don't know what it is. Amen. He took it. He took it for you, so to set you free from it. Amen. So he experienced the consequences of sin and spiritual death in every way possible. So he took the full punishment for our sins. The reason is to set you free. He didn't have to. If all he wanted to do was shed his blood, there are easier ways to do that, yeah? But he took the shame, he took the pain, he took the suffering, he took the rejection, he took the sickness, he took everything, because he was tasting it for you. Amen? Let's go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53. I'll just read those 6 verses there. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 6. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. That happened at the cross. I want you to understand that. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief at the cross. Can you see that? A man of sorrows, acquainted with the grief. That's what's happening there. That Good Friday. Yeah? And when we saw him, including those who asked to crucify him, when they saw him, they hid their face. They could not look at it. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. I mean, he physically carried it. He emotionally carried it. He carried it for real. And you can see the switch. Someone who has never tasted spiritual death. Yeah? Then all in the sequence of how many hours? From nighttime, Garden of Gethsemane. To cross. So he died 3 p.m. Night time. Let's just say 6. Let's assume 6 p.m. So 12 hours. In 12 hours. So his whole lifetime, 33 years, he's never tasted spiritual death. But in 12 hours, he takes the whole load. That's not intense. I don't know what intensity means. Hallelujah. Verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now what I'm trying to explain to you now is that Jesus has taken the punishment. Amen? So that means that you don't have to take the punishment if you fully subscribe. Amen? I'm trying to use a word that will help you connect. If you fully what? Subscribe. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between partial subscription and full subscription? My mic? Anybody? So what's the difference between partially subscribing to something and fully subscribing to something? Anybody help me? Use any practicality you can use. Anybody? Is all subscription the same? Okay, good.
When you fully subscribe, that means you're all in. You agree to all the conditions, I think.
Yes.
But partially, you'd not fully agree to all the conditions, all the terms.
Yeah, you are, yes, thank you. You are all in. Yeah. Any other person? Partial and full subscription.
Yeah, partial subscription, I would say you pay £2.99 to go to the gym. Only on Wednesdays. 8 PM to 10 PM.
Yeah.
But full subscription, you got £75. You can use the swimming pool. You can use everything.
Yes.
All day.
Thank you, sir. Put your hands together for you. That was a good one. Now, I'm wondering my heart, my mind. Anybody here in partial subscription to the gym? Yeah, just 2 hours per week. And I'm even begging you to go. Anybody? Don't assume there are people. Amen. If you fully subscribe, amen, fully subscribe to him, you can get the benefit of what he paid for. Amen? Hallelujah. He can set you free from spiritual death. Now let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. That's where I was going to. I just wanted to lay the background. But the core of my message today to you is in Romans chapter 5. Just explain some few things there for to you that you understand how resurrection power works. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I'll be flying through. So let's do verse 1 first. Romans 5, 1. Someone, anybody who's ready? Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Someone who has not spoken? Yes? Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
King James Version. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. How can you have peace with God?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's through Jesus. Or better still, through faith in Jesus. Let me explain faith there. Faith is not just, oh, I agree that Jesus was a prophet. Or I agree that Jesus was the Son of God. No. When you put your faith in Jesus, you are choosing to rely and trust him with your life totally. Amen? You are embracing everything he is, and you are committing to everything he is or like he offers. Amen? To believe in him is to totally hand over to him. If he's worthy based on who he is and what he's done, why are you holding back? It's because you don't believe in him. Let me just say that again. So say, I believe. Do you believe that if you jump, I'll catch you? Say, I believe. Can you believe that, you know, if I jump, I will surely, do you believe that I can catch you and take you? Say, I believe. Okay, jump! Jump! If you can't jump, you don't believe. Or let's say, your belief is shallow. It's not our belief that will take you to heaven. Amen? Because someone says, but God sees my heart. I say, yes, he saw it. And he knows exactly what's inside. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you believe, it's not believing with your head that I agree. No. If you believe in who Christ is, firstly, he's the Son of God. He came down from heaven. You know, when he was talking to Nicodemus, he said, nobody has come down from heaven before. Amen. Therefore, only the one that came down from heaven can show you the way back to heaven. There's only one man that ever came down from heaven. And it's not you. Amen. It's Jesus. He came down from heaven. He was saying to the Jews, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Amen? And so he's the one. That's why he was able to say, I'm the way. Amen? I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Hallelujah. No one comes to the Father except through me. He knows what he's saying. He's not trying to postulate a new scientific theory. He knows it. It came down. Hallelujah. From heaven. So you believe. If you believe in him, which means you hand over, you trust him completely, you are all in. You go for the full package. Not just the gym, but the swimming pool. Even if you don't know how to swim like me. Amen. Still go for it. Amen. Because you know, one day you may learn to swim, yeah? Maybe when you are 60. Hallelujah. You never know. You know, like, I mean, you have to go to Spain. Then I'll have to swim. Yeah? In that special swimming pool. Amen. Hallelujah. All in. He said, that's how you find peace with God. Amen. You know, I feel so happy inside because I'm not at war with God. I'm not running away from Him. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Amen. I'm His Son. Amen. He's not far away. It's not that God I beg when I'm in trouble. I say, God, please, I'm in trouble. Just have mercy on me. No, I have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. He's my Father and I'm His Son. Amen. I'm at peace with God. I have peace with God. I have peace with what? With God. I'm not relating with God in fear. I'm relating with God in love. Because I have peace with God. I'm in fellowship with God. And you know what? It is for free if you can fully subscribe. Amen. This subscription is what? It's free. But it has must be what? Full. The only condition is that it must be what? Full. You are either all in or not in. Amen. Let's move on. Romans 5. Romans 5. We just take some few verses, then we round up. Romans 5. Verse 8 and 9. Someone else read. Romans 5, 8 and 9. We're talking about resurrection power. I will show you how it works. Yes? Romans 5, 8 and 9. Mike, please. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Romans 5, 8 and 9. Yes. Romans 5, 8 and 9. Go on then.
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
Amen. You see, you did not go seeking for God while you were still a sinner, helpless, hopeless. God sent Christ to die for you. Amen? It's fully paid. Amen? It's what? Fully paid. Your job is to fully subscribe. And Bible says that when you fully subscribe, you will be justified by His blood. I want to explain the blood of Jesus to you. Because many times people just say the blood of Jesus. They don't mean the blood of Jesus. On the one side, you may think, you know, how can you say, imagine like you're talking to a child who never said about the gospel and talk about, and I'm praying and I'm saying, the blood of Jesus. They're thinking, what does blood have to do with salvation? Blood, in a sense, is a symbol of death. I mean, if someone starts spilling their blood and it doesn't stop, what do you do? Yes. Do you agree? Do you agree? Someone is losing blood, and it doesn't stop. Yes, you, my sister. Someone is losing blood. And nothing, it doesn't stop. What happens? It's over. Amen. So how can blood bring life? Because also the life is in the blood, isn't it? That's why you know, like, you know, when you are, you know, if something's going on, they tell you to do a blood test. They start searching. Amen. Because the life of the flesh is in what? The blood. Hallelujah. So when you talk about the blood of Jesus, it represents also His life. But more important, it represents His sacrifice. Yeah? So that blood is a summary of what He did. The blood is the basis for your justification. It is the price that was paid to bring you back. Or it's the price that was paid to reconnect you back to the life of God. And I'm saying that the life of God is a life that overcomes darkness in all forms. When before Adam sinned, everything was perfect. He was living in paradise and he had fellowship with God daily. That's the perfect life. Amen? You see, the perfect life will never be living in a technological world with robots serving you, you know, and serving your tea and your coffee and cleaning your... No, no, no. The perfect habitat for mankind is the garden of Eden. And ultimately, that's where we're going to, finally. The garden of Eden will be restored. That's the New Jerusalem. Amen? The New Jerusalem will be the home of saints. The old earth will be the garden. All renewed, all restored. Yeah? You can enjoy life as God intended it. In fellowship. Yeah? And in paradise. Amen? In what? Fellowship and in paradise. When fellowship is lost, paradise is lost. Yeah? When the created being is disconnected from the Father, everything good starts turning bad. Why? Because when you disconnect from the Father, you are focusing back on self. We call that pride and selfishness. Give any human being pride and selfishness, they will turn every paradise into hell. It just needs time. Amen? But when you hand over to Christ and let Him take His place, firstly, the blood of Jesus will come. Amen? Someone said the blood of Jesus. You see, that's a blood you can mention without fear. Amen? Because it's a symbol of redemption. Hallelujah? It's a symbol. The devil does not like to hear the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus reminds the devil of his defeat. The blood of Jesus reminds the devil that somebody lived a perfect life and died a perfect death to rescue sinners and buy them back to become sons and daughters of God. And when someone is a son and daughter of God, they can begin to enjoy the life of God. Amen. So we are justified by His blood. Say, someone say, I'm justified by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, when you mention that blood, you remember it symbolizes His death and His sacrifice for you. Amen? That's a strong legal term to invoke against whatever the devil is doing in your life. That somebody paid already. I don't have to remain a victim. I don't know about any other person in the world. I don't know what they subscribe to. Hello? I don't know what they subscribed to, and I'm not going to go and do a survey. So I'm not going to run a questionnaire and say, what did you subscribe to? So the first thing to start is, what am I subscribing to? Am I fully subscribed? Because if I'm fully subscribed, I refuse then to remain a victim. Some say, you know, but people come to church. And yet, these are still happening. They're like, yes, I see a church. I know, but they did not fully subscribe. Amen? They went for the £2.99 package. Amen. I'm aiming to round up in 5 minutes. Now, Romans 5, go to verse 17. This is where I was going to. 16, 17. Romans 5. 16 and 17. Romans 5, 16 and 17. Yes, someone was not read today. Please read for me. Romans 5, 16 and 17. Romans 5, 16 and 17. Someone was not read today. Don't be shy. Yes, sir. Thank you. I love your suit.
Romans 5, 16. And the gift is not like that which came through that one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in the condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Let me just focus on verse 17 now. Yeah, please pay attention. What I'm about to share with you in just this remaining 5 minutes is very key. That's where we're going to. I want to pay very keen attention. Through one man's offense. I know you were not there, but you were actually there. inside his DNA. Amen. Yeah? You know you came out of Adam. Anybody here who didn't come out of Adam? You're inside the DNA. You're a tiny microscopic nano. Amen. He was doing it on our behalf. We are all in him. Amen. Through one man's offense. Yeah? Sin came and death came. Not physical death alone, but spiritual death. Spiritual death opened the can of worms. One of those worms is sickness. One of those worms is disease. One of those worms is sinfulness. Yeah? One of those worms is oppression, depression, affliction, pain, disorder, disaster, disharmony, confusion. They were all in the package of death that came through sin. And when Adam sinned, the can was opened. So all generations of mankind are exposed to one aspect of this package or not. It's the work of spiritual death. When you see disharmony, it's spiritual death at work. Disease is spiritual death at work. Depression is spiritual death at work. Even the natural disasters that happen is spiritual death at work. Because if there was no sin in the world, we'd be able to keep the forces of darkness under perfect control. Amen? So through one man, Adam, the door was open to spiritual death. Now, if you are a son of Adam or a daughter of Adam, you are automatically subscribed. Fully. By what? Inheritance. To spiritual death. Hallelujah. But thank God. Someone say thank God. That's not the end of the story. Amen. Jesus came. He was like the second Adam, a new man. He didn't come from Joseph. Amen. Jesus did not come from who? From Joseph. He came from where? From heaven. Amen. That's why it was the Holy Spirit. Yeah? That put Jesus into the womb of Mary. He had to bypass Adam. Amen? Jesus bypassed who? Adam. He only borrowed the body. But he bypassed the seed. Amen? Hallelujah. And he lived the perfect life. He died the perfect death. And you know what he did for you? Yeah? The opposite of sin is what? Is righteousness. Amen? The antidote to sin is what? Righteousness. So Jesus, yeah? Lived righteousness. Amen? And he died the death of a righteous man. His blood was righteous, sinless. Amen? Like no one else before. Paid it. And he registered that blood in heaven. It's there. It's registered. Amen? Now, through that, you can receive something. Yeah? The ultimate solution to spiritual death is righteousness. Amen? Through righteousness that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can receive something called Zoe. Amen? The Bible says that those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. And I'm trying to tell you that that life is not like they shall reign in this life. No, that's not what he's saying. The Greek word there is they shall reign in Zoe. Let me explain. To reign in Zoe means that death, spiritual death was reigning before. Now when you receive the grace of Jesus Christ and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, spiritual life should be reigning. Zoe should be reigning over me. Amen? Say Zoe. The life of God should reign over me through Jesus Christ. And that's the plan. I want you to understand it. Through sin, spiritual death came, and spiritual death reigned automatically. Through faith, provided by the grace of Jesus, and the gift of righteousness, which is the gift you receive by faith. You can never achieve it, because you're already sinful. Amen? But he offered it to you. Take it by faith. Now when you take it by faith, what you get is the life that you lost. You lost life in Adam. You can receive life in Christ. I'm not just speaking to unbelievers, I'm speaking to believers. I want you to understand that when you're in Christ, you have Zoe. You are supposed to reign in Zoe. It's not enough to have Zoe. You are supposed to what? Reign in Zoe. Because reigning in Zoe is the antidote to all the mess that spiritual death has brought into our lives. And if you don't rise up by faith to reign in Zoe, spiritual death will still kick you about. You know why? It's all around you. Amen? Spiritual death is all around you. I know you're in Christ, but spiritual death is all around you. Yeah? If you don't want it to dominate you, you must activate your faith in the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the blood of Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be depressed. Someone say, what do you mean? I mean that the blood of Jesus has been paid the price for me. So why do I have to pay double? I couldn't even pay. Hallelujah. But I believe. Someone say, I believe. When I'm in Christ, fully subscribed, I have received the gift of righteousness. Amen. So I'm saying that it starts from the inside. I refuse to be dominated by sin. Amen? Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus came to wash sinners and make them saints. Hallelujah. That's what the blood of Jesus came. The blood of Jesus came to change your identity from a sinner to a saint. So right now, instead of going about committing sin, you can go about committing righteousness. Instead of saying, what do you commit? I commit righteousness. When you go back, when you say, you are going to say, what am I going to commit? I'm going to commit what? Righteousness. I'm a saint. Hallelujah. Someone say, but do you still sin? Yes, sometimes I falter. But because I'm a saint, I'm quickly repenting and getting back to my business of committing righteousness. Amen. Because of spiritual life, I refuse to be dominated by depression. I'm not saying it will not come at you. But you need to stick to the identity now you have in Christ. Hallelujah. You are supposed to reign in Zoe. When you have Zoe, Zoe reigns. If Zoe is not reigning, you are not activated. You just have the SIM card. Amen? How do you activate? Faith! Believe! Hallelujah! Fully subscribe. Believe and refuse. Refuse to be dominated. I refuse to be dominated by addiction. It's a sign of spiritual death. Hallelujah! I know it may show up, but you are going to fight it with your faith. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. I refuse to be dominated. Yeah? By disharmony. The devil doesn't like good relationship. He's always trying to destroy good relationship. You know when the relationship is good, yeah? And there's harmony. People can think well. When everybody is fighting. Yeah? You know, sometimes people do bad things because of their pain. When people are in pain, they will just do something bad because they're just frustrated. Amen? If you see somebody going about doing good things, they have peace inside. Amen? When someone is troubled and angry, they can't, if you mess with them, you may get the dirty. Do you get it? So the devil tries that. But I refuse, say I refuse, to be dominated by disharmony. Hallelujah. If God is a God of order. Hallelujah. He wants good relationships. He wants harmony. He wants truth. He wants righteousness. Amen. Rise up. Let's pray. Two prayer points. Firstly is the matter of full subscription. Amen. You might have been in church all your life, but have you fully subscribed? Let me explain full subscription. Full subscription is not you putting up your hand and say, I fully subscribe. Look, it's a heart matter. It's a heart matter. Am I handing over my life completely to Jesus? Like someone said last week, said, Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ. That's full subscription. That means that my life, someone said, my life is football. No, my life is Christ. Now, if you're a believer and you're ashamed to say that, you are not yet fully subscribed. Jesus is not yet the model of the type of life you want. I want you to pray to God and deal with that matter now with God. Complete subscription. You know, if you think you're not sure where you are, then do it. You know, anytime you think you're not sure about your subscription, make it complete. Sort it now. Talk to God in your heart. Nobody needs to hear you. Just talk to God in your heart. I have come to the point I realized that the perfect man is Jesus. The perfect life is the life of Jesus. Now, if you are still looking for a more perfect life, you will never be fully subscribed. So, because he is the perfect man and he lived the perfect life, I fully subscribe. Jesus, I subscribe to you as my Lord and Savior. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. I'm all in. All in. All in. And that's what the Bible says, whoever believes in him. But you can understand that full subscription. We not perish. But have what? Everlasting life. It's not cheap. It cost him a lot. But it's free. If you can receive and subscribe. So that with God today. Full subscription. You know when you fully subscribe to God, it means you are subscribing to his word, you are subscribing to his ways, you are subscribing to his goals and aspirations for your life, for the present and for the future. You are subscribing to righteousness. You are subscribing to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The second prayer point, and that second one, is this. When you fully subscribe to Christ, Romans 5:17 says, it gives you something. Amen? It's a gift. Someone says it's a gift. It's called the gift of righteousness. That is the solution to the sin problem and the death problem we are expressing in the world. It starts from righteousness. When you have righteousness, you have peace inside. And then you have the power of God to begin to overcome all the mess in the life. Say thank you, Lord, for the gift of righteousness. I mean, this is the best gift. It's better than your Christmas present. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of righteousness. Let's do that again. Say thank you, Lord, for the gift of righteousness that was paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, that's so liberating. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one more thing you need to do now. Say, I choose to reign in Zoe. Amen. Listen to that. Look, you see, before, it was spiritual death that was reigning. Both over you and over those around you. Kicking your life about. One way or the other. Sometimes he escapes. Sometimes he gets you. But now, you have the gift of righteousness. You have been empowered to reign. Not under spiritual death, but under the life of God. But that's not the end. You will still need to, you know, be activated. You must be constantly activated in that reality that you can reign in Zoe. Say, I choose to reign in Zoe. Now, I'm going to give you just a short time. This person, now you can do it in whisper. You don't need to shout. Begin to identify anything that looks like the messengers of spiritual death in your life. And begin to speak to them and say, as from today, you no longer dominate me. I reign over you in Zoe. Go ahead. Speak that. Apply it to yourself. You know what applies. Apply it to yourself. Every messenger of spiritual death is in your life. Speak to them. Speak to them in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, and said, I reign over you in Zoe, the life of God. You don't dominate me anymore as from today. I reign over you.